Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. All right, Amanda. It's time for some Savvy Savings.
Yes.
With Amanda. Yes.
And the last few weeks or the last few episodes, we did some down and dirty talking about utility bills, water bills, electric bills, which were so enthralling that today I decided to simplify it and just talk about cash.
Oh, wow.
Cold, hard cash.
Nice.
Everyone loves cash, right?
Oh, I do.
There is a psychological thing that happens when you have cash in your hand versus a plastic credit card. My big tip of the day is to give yourself an allowance when you're budgeting. And we'll talk about budgeting in one of our future episodes that's coming up, the big B word. But as you're budgeting, one thing that's been really successful in our household budget is that my husband and I each give ourselves a cash allowance every payday, which one is probably the best thing you can do for a marriage so that you're not each arguing over, well, why did you spend $18 at the gas station today? What was that about? You don't have to answer to anyone with your allowance, right? You have your cash allowance, you spend it however you want. But the other thing is you also tend to hoard your cash more than you would if you have just a debit card. It's amazing how quickly those gas station runs, you know, where you're running in for an energy drink and maybe a pack of cigarettes. I mean, I don't smoke, but I know people who do, and they don't quite realize how quickly, you know, $4 here and $3 there can add up in a week. And if you have cash and you have an allowance, it's a set amount. And once that cash is gone, then you're out of luck and you don't get to do those things anymore. Mm-hmm. You start to make much more difficult decisions on, well, is this energy drink more important to me than, you know, going out to dinner with my friends later this week or going to a happy hour. So we use the allowance trick for us. It really works. The other thing that we do that helps, and this is a good and a bad thing with the cash, is I have a rule that if I, so we get our cash allowance, and usually when you go to an ATM, it comes out in what, $20 bills?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of the ATMs nowadays, you can pick your denominations. I saw that recently. They're like, what would you like? Hundreds, fives? I'm like, just give me what, whatever comes out. Yeah. So if you go and spend money, this is our household rule, and you get change back, one of the denominations that you get back is a $5 bill. We put all of our $5 bills in a bucket. And then at the end of the year, that's the bucket we use either for spending money on a vacation or for Christmas gifts. And it's amazing how quickly it adds up. But it also means that you have to think long and hard about going to Starbucks because you know you're going to get $15 back in change.
Yeah.
And and sometimes if that barista gives you three fives instead of a 10 and a five,
oh, crap.
Your Starbucks just cost you $20. But it does help build up your cash emergency fund in your house pretty quickly too. And you don't have to do $5 bills if that doesn't work for you. We started out with just $1 bills. If you get ones and change, all that money goes into a bucket, and you know that's sometimes a lot more palatable for people to take on, especially if you have a smaller allowance than what we allot ourselves each pay period. Mm-hmm. So you can do that, or you can do just the coin change you get back. But whatever you do, you know, it's kind of like some of these bank accounts have this option where you can round up with your transaction, and they'll put the rounding up into a savings account. Have you heard of this, Craig?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I guess it's kind of like that, but you're managing it with your cash in hand and not through a card. So what do you think?
And that requires a little bit of honesty on both parties as well.
It does.
I could just hoard my $5 bills. It's like, well, I'm just going to pocket this one, throw that one in there. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that it does. So,
Craig, you're saying you're not in a relationship right now. I wonder
No, what I'm saying is if people are going to be intentional with their budgets and money management in the house and debt, they both have to be on the same page. It does not work whatsoever if you're going to pay off debt or anything.
Yeah. Well, yes. And so yes, it's our rule, but it is an honor system. So no one's policing it. I contribute my money to the bucket. Sometimes we share our allowance, so it's not coming from any one person's pocket. But if he's not contributing, that's not something that's going to keep me up at night.
Gotcha.
Whisper that in case he's listening.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's listening.
He's like, yep, my money.
My money.
He's like, give me my monsters, 2 for $4.
Hey, real quick, because you kind of touched on the envelope system a little bit there.
We had started an envelope system 6 or 7 years ago, and mm-hmm. I have maintained, we don't do envelopes anymore. Right. I think the envelope system is an excellent tool to use to start budgeting. I don't think it's a long-term tool, right. But that's me. Some people love envelopes and they do it until the end of time. We don't do that, but we do the allowance portion, and we call it our blow money because you can mm-hmm. blow it on anything you want. But yeah. I realize that also sounds like we're doing cocaine.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
But we're not.
Typical Florida activity. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we call it that because you can blow it on anything you want and the other person can't say anything about it because there's no judgment. It's your money. You can do with it what you want. If you want to save it for something special, like you want some fancy Kevin DeBruyne jersey for those of you who are Man City fans, my husband's a big one, and you can do that. And I can't be like, oh, that's a stupid thing to get. And he can't say, oh, don't you already have enough Coach purses? I'd be like, hey, smile. I can spend it however I want.
There you go.
And then you also don't have the guilt that you're taking something from another bucket of your budget. If you've budgeted for your discretionary fund like that, then you can spend it on things without feeling guilty that it's taking from something else in the budget.
Since you brought up the envelope system, I wanted to quickly say Ally Bank announced this week that they're introducing, you can take a savings account and break up into 10 buckets.
Really?
This has been something I've wanted for ages. Like, why can't I go into my bank and create different sections where I can put my money in different sections without having to open up new accounts? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's great for budgeting for these once a year type expenses.
So they just introduced you can do up to 10 is what they've done. So I'm anticipating because they did it, Marcus, everybody else is going to do the same thing. All it is a software thing. I anticipate that spreading. That I've wanted that for so long. I couldn't understand why anybody could do that. But
yeah, no, that's awesome. Because then you can set up your, and I know banks in the past had said, oh, you can set up a Christmas fund, but it's really, they're just opening another account for you. Yeah. So that's great that you can now have different spending buckets for those once a year expenses, like renewing your license plates or.
It makes sense because Marcus and Ally, they're all online. So it's all software. They're just assigning it. So I love that. I was so happy to see that. So anyway, I am not.
That's
in
the tip for today. Cash allowance.
I love it. $5 bills.
And five or one. Dollar bills.
Dollar bills. All right. Thank you very much, Amanda. That was awesome. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website, so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money.
America's Rock Bank USA.
All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.